Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
I have such a hard time understanding how a radio DJ can get up at like 3 in the morning and be so peppy in the morning time and like have a clear voice and everything. They have to wake up at like midnight in order to get their voices all clear and like welcome to the Manic Monday Thanks Show. Hey everybody. And because I just don't see it. I can't do it, even though I'm full of energy all the time. It's tough. It's really tough. So
I think that's why like a lot of them, you know, their shows start, you know, like these morning DJs, like they'll start like 6 a.m. and they may have some light conversation in the morning. But like, remember when Kid Craddock used to be on the radio?
Oh my God.
May he rest in peace. But you remember like when, did you ever get up early enough to listen to it like at like when it would start at like 5?
No,
5 never, or 6 a.m.?
Never up that early.
Dude, it would be like, you know, hey, it's Kid Craddock in the morning. You know, like pre-recorded shit. Hey, it's Kid Craddock in the morning. Like, you know, we're listening to, you know, 106.1 Kiss FM. Coming at you in 20 minutes with the traffic report and then just music. and then like they may come in, they made like, again, pre-recorded bits. You can tell they're pre-recorded because it's like about nothing. You know, they're not really talking about anything happening. And then around like 7:30 is when like the live show would start, when it would actually be them, not pre-recorded bits that they clearly did the night before sort of stuff. And it was just there was very obviously like a okay now I'm ready. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of music happening on Kiss FM and on their morning show.
That's fair. Okay, I can see that then.
That way, there might be some that are out there like at 6, like talking nonstop until, you know, 9, 10, however long those shows go. But
it'd be very tough to do.
Yeah.
To keep that energy up. I guess that's why there's so many commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have our top 5 here of things that we would do if we won the lotto or came into a very large sum of money. I think that let's start with Kevin. I think Kevin's gonna be the wild card here.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question. So I wrote my list in the order in which I would do things, but I did it backwards. Like number 5 is really my number 1. It's like this is the thing that I would spend my money on first, and then I went up to 1 is like the, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want to do this first. Get that out of the way.
So it's in chronological order.
So yeah, it's more exactly instead of, which is kind of ranked in importance, but it's more like this is important to me, but I want to do this so I can get to that.
Okay, fair enough.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So you'll go backwards.
Yeah, mine's a little backwards.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. Kev, what would you do?
I'm just doing any order I want. I don't know. I just wrote them down. But the first thing I would do, though, in all of the grand scheme of things, if I came into a lot of money, is literally just pay off my house and my cars. I mean, you know, just pay off debt, I guess. But that would be, I think, just the easiest thing, because then your head's already above water. I think the biggest thing everyone struggles with as adults, probably as kids too, but just debt, like owing somebody something. So it'd be nice to be able to have a clean slate, just like your monthly utilities. I mean, that's very livable at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then property taxes, I guess you still have to kind of pay or whatever. But I don't really know how any of that stuff works. Yeah. When you pay off a house, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I've you still have to pay your property taxes even after you pay off your house. So
you definitely do. I just don't know. Like I said, I just don't know. Like, do I get a bill somewhere? Because right now that's in the mortgage, right? Like, yeah. That's part of what you're paying. So I don't
understand. So you could. You would essentially get a bill at the end of the year for the property taxes. I mean, depending on how much they are, it's generally, you know, average between $2,000 and like $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So. I would. Okay, my number five, I just went in order like Doug did, but mine is just 5 through 1. My number five, never tell a soul. I would not. Yeah. I would not tell a goddamn person, especially family. Especially family, because of the fact that everybody is all of a sudden your best friend. Everybody guilt trips you, and all of a sudden you have 1,000 aunts and uncles that you've never heard of before. I've went through this in a very, very small scale. When I was 3 years old, I got hit by a car, and broke my legs. Okay. My mother took them to court and sued. It was put into a trust in order for me not to touch it until I was 19 or 20. The problem was, so when this thing would have matured and I would have been able to take it out, it should have been worth 6 figures. The problem was, is that my mom never took care of that money, and the bank that was holding it shut down. So the money reverted back to the government. The government took the money, all the interest and everything. So the only thing I got was the base money when I turned that age, because we had to go through a whole bunch of paperwork to get it back from the government.
Wow.
So when I actually got it, the first people to hit me up was my family. And everybody had a sob story about something. And it was the closest people to me that I loved. And I was like, okay, I'll take care of. And then I was just left holding my dick after it was all said and done. And mm-hmm. I had almost nothing left. And so that was a lesson learned there. And I was like, if I ever hit that bit, like nobody knows, like, absolutely, like, I would tell nobody. It would just, I would live like it was nothing. I would try to. Doug?
Fair enough.
That's a really good answer. I didn't have that on there. but mine's kind of the same as Kev's. Mine would be pay off the mortgage or like buy a new house. Like I'd probably buy a new house, but then probably pay it off entirely. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just get a place that's bigger. Since we're already, we're talking right now already about in the next probably year or two, buying a new house and moving.
You gonna move up near me?
Who knows? I don't know.
Be my neighbor.
Katie's looking at changing careers after the summer. She is worn out by being a teacher after the pandemic and seeing just how no shits are given about teacher safeties during this time, especially they want me to have my own gun. Like she's over it. She doesn't want to do it anymore.
Safety, pay, respect, all of it. No one cares.
The effect you have these other school districts around the country who are requiring their teachers to turn in lesson plans a year in advance. They want them by the end of June. Here's a fun thing that people don't understand. Teachers typically do their lessons plan like the night before they teach. because you never know. The school year changes so radically all the time due to pandemics and weather. It's like, I can't say I'm going to teach this on this day because the rotation may change because we were out of school on Thursday and Friday because of snow. It literally just happened to us, right? And
not only that, she's being censored with not being able to teach anything about Black history. And
yeah, so she does that anyways because people are dumb. They don't actually know what critical race theory is. It's not a thing that's actually taught in elementary schools because they don't teach critical level anything in elementary or high school. Like, that's college, that's law school level shit. That's not even like necessarily college level shit. It's just dumb. People are just mad that people are being taught that white people suck, and they're dumb. But that being said, it's still Black History Month, so she still teaching stuff. But yes, the same idea. Just like the, so anyways, we're looking at, she's looking at a new career, and so that's kind of what will hold up is as far as like moving, just the, if she isn't teaching out there, she doesn't think it's worth it for us to move out there to be closer to her school for Ollie to go to that school. So like that moving to Mansfield is not important anymore. So we're, you know, it's all in the, we're in the housing market sucks right now. So it's not like something's going to happen the next month or anything, but
yeah.
But yeah, buying a new house, paying it off. That's my most important. That'd be number one, but it's number five on my list.
Kev, what's your number four? Or
would be number one, but it's number five. Number four. My number four is buying a top tier PC. Well, actually buying two top tier PCs, one for gaming and one for production, like one for either editing, video, podcast, music, whatever. And the other one just being top tier for gaming. So I don't have to worry about any bullshit.
Okay.
Simple. You know, yeah,
very simple.
That's a me gift.
That's a good gift. My number four is hire a money guy. So I would instantly go out and try to find a an accountant, money manager, or whatever that will tell me how to invest my funds in order to not run out of them. I know that it seems like it's a that's a dumb thing to think about when you're a multimillionaire, but 95% of all lotto winners and anyone who inherits money goes bankrupt within the first couple years. It's a known fact. So I would want somebody to be able to invest and or put it into a fund to where I can essentially just live off of the interest and or make big purchases and set that money aside and still be set up for the rest of my life. So that's what I would do for my number four. Doug?
I've been kind of, sorry, my kids are, I don't know if you can hear them, they're going fucking crazy out there. But I've been under the assumption like that's the thing I would already have been the like first thing also, but not necessarily like it being, I didn't make my list though, but that is 100% the first thing I would do. Like, yeah. tell me how to work on like anymore, you know? And that's actually on my list. It's a little higher up, but is the don't work anymore. But the second thing I do is pay off my car. I should have just done like what Kevin did, just put it all into pay off debt. But to pay off my car, I don't need a new fancy car or anything. I'm good with the one I have, but it would be nice just to not have to worry, you know, about that $400 a month anymore. I'm just having it completely paid off. Agreed.
All right, Kev, what's your number three?
My number three is build a, you know, in whatever. Skate park. Yeah, build a studio for streaming and recording. Just have like a legit like area that I can go to. And I can isolate myself. That's perfectly set up for what I need to do. Instead of, you know, just kind of putting everything where I sit. You know what I mean? I feel like it'd be better organized if I could have like a specific room, and I would like to do that, especially with like band stuff, you know, like recording music and stuff. It'd be great to have like soundproof rooms and, you know, just having like a separate vocal booth and everything. That would be amazing.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I think that if that ever money was never an issue, I think that I would probably just fucking stream all day.
Yeah, I mean, just that'll be fun, you know. Do the things that you want to do in life, you know. That's what making money is all about. So you can afford that lifestyle. And yeah, if you want to stream all day, fucking do it. It'd be great. Just enjoy yourself.
My number three is going to be, I would probably sell this home and move into a gated community, somewhere, just in case anybody who did find out about my money could not have easy access to my front door. It's one of those things where it's also, I've read up on this stuff where death threats and assassinations and all of this is a real thing when it comes to the lotto. there's many stories of people dying because they won the fucking lotto. It's just insanity. If you go through and actually do some research and look at some of these stories, it's
I've done my own research, thank you.
So I would I don't think I would buy anything much larger than what I have now. Which is, you know, it's I even when I bought this house, I told Ashley, I was like, I think this is too much home. But yeah, I think that that's what I would do. I just to stay safe and then to, you know, not have to answer 50,000 questions every day. Yeah, so that's my number three. Doug?
My number three, similar to like Kev's, I guess number four, it was new computer audio and video gear, for the sake of like streaming and editing and stuff. I mean, like that's,
I didn't put those on my list because I thought that was just a foregone conclusion that's something I would just waste a few $1,000s on.
Yeah, but I would make sure I had a space at top of the line. And you know me, like since I work on Mac and stuff for editing and stuff, like I have my Macs are, it's probably a 2015, 2017 over there. So it's at most six years old. It's not great. And it's bottom line. I mean, it's what the university had bought me way back when. And then I bought it from the university when they gave me a new one. Which pretty much the same fucking model, but you know what I mean? Like it does what it does, but it's not great for editing. And so like, I'd make sure that I would get the most fucking expensive Mac, which is like $10,000, you know? And then, yeah, just make sure that my PC was constantly up to date and good. And for streaming and stuff, I'd probably get a second computer for actual streaming, like have your gaming computer, but then one strictly for the streaming side of it. You know, because there's people that have that set up to make sure that their gaming isn't being like bogged down. Mm-hmm. And the other way too, that their stream isn't being bogged down by the game running and the game's not being bogged down because the stream's running. I'd go fucking like professional with it, man. Yeah. Would I do it more? I don't know. I keep every night. I'm like, oh man, I should stream. I'm too tired. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But that's the stuff I'd spend my money on.
Every time I think about streaming, I think about like, I go like this. I feel like it's somehow it's like physical labor because I have to go, I gotta open up this application. And what if it has to update? And then I have to hit the start button and make sure I'm logged in. Fuck it. I'm just going to play the game.
You can see that.
Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is I would invest in things and people that I love. For example, I would invest in, you know, bands, music programs for kids, programs for kids, man, because they need it. There's not enough going on in school. School, in this last couple of years, have felt more of like just a holding area for kids while parents go to work or do whatever they want to do. It doesn't seem like they're learning as much. I would like to contribute to programs to change that. And then finally, I mean, you got to do the right thing. If you're going to be a millionaire, billionaire, whatever, and you want to call yourself a fucking human being, you got to really contribute to the community you live in and other communities. I would like to set up tiny home communities, you know, for homeless folks and just stuff like that. And just get things rolling to get people back on their feet, you know, and just do whatever you can. And I know I'm going to sound, people are going to say what they will about it, but I really believe there shouldn't be billionaires in this world. Especially there shouldn't be billionaires and they shouldn't be appreciated because they're fucking hoarding money. I don't care who you are. Even if you're a philanthropist, if you've got fucking billions in your name, like you're not doing it right. And it's like, give that money back. The reason why there's such a proportionate amount of people like suffering while there's a smaller amount of people just living the best life that them and their five generations ahead of us are going to live. It's like, just you don't deserve it. Fucking put it back into the community where it actually deserves to be. People who've earned that money and who've would spend that money wisely instead of just leaving it in a bank account that could possibly close one day, as we've learned from Chair.
Kev, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Spending it wisely. Jeff Bezos is paying to have a bridge taken down and then rebuilt again so his mega yacht can get through. You know, yeah. Like, he's spending his money. Leave him alone.
Like, it hurts because, like I said, we're in such a shitty situation to where it could be solved. If people want to talk about throwing money at something to solve it, like, we could throw money at world hunger. We could throw money at homelessness. And the money that these billionaires have would actually solve the problem. And it wouldn't, they would still have enough money and they would still make enough money to live whatever fucking fantasy supervillain fucking weird vacation life they want to live. But at least it would give some other folks a chance at life and not live as miserably as we've been living, you know?
It's Sorry,
that's my rant on that shit, True.
I have a different perspective on that because it
that's fair enough.
Trump supporter here.
Jeremy Richmond chimes in.
Jeremy Ritt, here he is.
No.
That is the always the hope and dream, but the reality is that I've said this before, that it just couldn't happen. If you solve those issues, then the complete collapse of the U.S. happens, and probably the world happens, because the U.S. depends on the weak and the poor to run this country.
The world relies on that. I don't think it's just America. I think that is the world.
And I have, and this is a conspiracy theory, but I wholeheartedly believe that the government prevents any billionaire from assisting in that in any way, like solving the hunger issues, everything like that, like all that stuff. I believe that, you know, they would just be like, you do this and we'll fucking ruin you and we will not allow this to happen, blah, blah, blah. No data to back that up, but just the way that I feel that it's needed, and the way that we haven't moved the mark as far as wages are concerned in this country since like 1980. It's one of those things where it's a hope and it's a dream, but I don't think that'll ever happen, no matter how good somebody is in their heart who gets $1 billion. So,
I mean, these people making those rules, dinosaurs are going to die someday. I mean, it's going to change. You know, it's may not happen in our lifetimes, but it should. It doesn't mean it doesn't need to happen. It definitely needs to happen.
It could very well happen. It's just that I don't think it would. I think it was a slim chance.
No. Sorry to get all weirdly. I wouldn't even say that's political. That's just literally it's humanist. Like, that's human rights. I would say, like, if everyone has enough, then we're going to be all right.
Yeah. But no, I'm fine with someone having $1 billion as long as they do take care of their employees and do take care of the
People that got them there. I mean, that's what it's about. No CEO deserves a higher wage than the lowest worker. How about that? And that's another fucking controversial statement, because CEOs, they're the people on top, and they rarely take the blame for what they do wrong. But, like, they don't deserve the money that they're getting for where they're at. Once again, it should trickle down to the people who are actually putting in the hard labor. Hey, everybody, communist cast.
8-bit commie, here we are. 8-bit
commie. Socialist bastards, I will never listen to you. Until next week.
My number two is... my number two of this is just... what you guys already said, pay off old debt, like, you know, just to make sure that I don't have to worry about bills anymore and not have to worry about paying a car note and all that stuff. So yeah, pay off all that debt and be all set. Doug?
Mine was make sure that I don't have to work ever again. Whatever that means, investing smart, or even just like, even if it's just like putting it in like a savings account sort of thing, and then only drawing like essentially what I make, maybe a little more than what I make now or whatever every month, just to, you know, to cover, because I don't have bills, like I don't have to make a car payment or whatever, you know what I mean? But just doing it so it's like, okay, I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
I can be the, that stay at home dad. I can be the, you know, cause I absolutely hate. So I work my hours that way. Cause Wednesday doesn't go to school until 9. And so I don't get to work until after 9. And that, again, that's why I work the hours that I work. But it means I don't get home until like 6-7 o'clock at night. And I hate it cause my kids go to bed at 7 o'clock. So I get to spend couple hours with Wednesday in the morning before school, and then maybe 20 minutes when I get home before they're both in bed. Mm-hmm. And I hate it. It sucks. I don't get to see them. And so that would fuck that right out the window. Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat, man. Okay. We've hit the number one spot, and Kev, what you got there?
With all of my good philanthropy, I think I want to buy myself a bigger house with land. I mean, that's something that we wanted to do within the last year, to be honest, and then it kind of fell apart. But we want, and we love where we're living now, but we want to have more room for our dogs. We want to be able to foster dogs and everything like that. In the current house we're in, it ain't going to work. We need more room to expand. Our backyard is fantastic. If we could find a place with that backyard, but a bigger house, I think we'd be set. But man, yeah, it's just like, I figure, you know, you're going to be, this could be your forever home. Might as well make it good. Buy a bigger house, get your land, get settled, you know, maybe even do a gated community like Jer said, or just do somewhere where you feel comfortable, but also, you know, it's your house, it's your land. You want to be able to put as much as you can or as much as you want on it. And that's, yeah, I would just buy and build big.
Awesome. My number one, after I've taken care of all of my financial stuff and, you know, moved into the house and relaxing and not working anymore, my number one is travel. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go and see all of the places and that I've wanted to see, and not just like this normal tourist bullshit. Like the whole, oh, I'm going to go for a week and go to Rome. No, I'm talking like I'm going to go and I'm going to really soak it in and be like, all right, maybe I'll spend a month. You know, maybe I'll spend half a year in this place. Maybe I'll do so, you know, and just go see the world and enjoy that and make sure that I have a fucking laptop, a gaming laptop with internet connection. But yeah, I think that would be a ton of fun, is just to be able to travel places and not have to worry about money. And yeah, so that's my number one. Doug?
Man, my number one, that's a good one. I didn't think about that. Cause again, I feel like there's so many things that like, I don't think about, like where it's like, I just assume I would do, but my number one is probably something I would have already have done, but just make sure that the family and the kids are like also set, you know, that like, we're never going to run out of money. Like it's going to be there and it's going to accrue and it's going to be invested smartly and doing all that stuff. But just that, like, yeah, if the kids decide they want to go to whichever college they want, because if I'm not working where I'm working anymore, then they don't get to go there for free. But, you know, like making sure that they can go wherever they want to go, do whatever they want to do. And unlike my parents, like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be one of those parents that pays for everything for their kids, but I also don't want to hold it over their head in a way. Like my parents, they did all right, you know. They had more money than they ever like let on. Mm-hmm. And they still do.
Doug Richman, welcome to the club.
But they never really did anything for like my my sister.
I knew that after they
sold the house in Houston, they did pay off like Katie's student debt and my sister's husband's student debt. Because my sister and I don't have any. Well, my sister already, hers already paid off, but her husband had some still. And then like Katie was still had some, and if they pay that stuff off and we get, and they'll write us like $500 checks at like Christmas or whatever. But like, you know, that's about the extent of it. But like when I lived at home, my parents charged me $500 a month for rent. You know what I mean? Like, and I wouldn't do that. Like I would never charge my kid rent to live at home. I'd make fun of them constantly for being 25 or whatever and living at home, but I wouldn't charge them for it. I would just do emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Emotional. But like, I don't know, man.
Okay. So I want to know what you guys think about this then. Steve Harvey is worth over $200 million. And he has gone on to say like, his kids will not receive any of that. He will not leave them any money in the will because of the fact that he says that they need to earn their own way in life. And to me, I feel like that's really shitty because I know how hard life can be. Now, what I would end up doing is like, into their adulthood lives. Like when up until 25, I would make them understand making your own money, making your career, doing your own thing and not supporting them like that, like making them have that hardship. So that way when I did pass or when they're old enough to understand the value of that money, then I would hand it off to them and be like, okay, now you can be a good steward of this and not like, not be a bum, but to completely just be like, hey, middle finger to you guys, enjoy your lives. Goodbye. You know, it's so like, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. Especially your own blood or the family you raised. But people, you know, especially older folks, man, they got that, like, for some reason, I had it hard, so you got to have it hard mentality, and that's some bullshit.
Yeah, because that's 100% what we as a world are trying to, or should be constantly trying to get rid of. Like, that's why we constantly invent things and try to make things better and easier, you know, like, even just thinking like the internet, like, the fact that it exists is to help spread information, and in that way everyone's connected and we can learn more about other parts of the world and what's going on over there through like unbiased, you know, or supposed to, right? Obviously it's all over, you know, misinformation everywhere, but like, that's kind of like the idea of it. But then like, yeah, this whole like, well, you know, when I was a kid, I had to go to the fucking library to learn about what was, you know, going on in Greece or whatever, right? And it's like, oh, yeah, but we did things to make it easier on everybody. Like, why do you still insist on making things harder? Like, and keeping things the same or what it was for you? Like, I don't know, man. It's the same people that are like, man, we should go back to the 1950s. Like, why? Like, I understand that there's like this, like, you know, I don't know, the sheen on it of the past and like, oh, everything was so cool and whatever. But like at the same time, like, but why? Like the shit sucked back then. Shit was terrible in the '50s. Like
it's all rose colored glasses, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's this like Hollywood effect where it's like, well, we do these movies and TV shows that sit in the '50s and everything was all stylized and cool and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but like pull back a little bit and look at how fucking shitty it actually was.
Yeah, the '80s were fucking dirty. I don't know what anybody else thought, but the '90s weren't much better, but the '80s were dirty as shit.
Yeah. So I don't know. I have a friend who is, man, he's like 3 years younger than me. So he's 32. He's just turned 32, maybe 33. And his parents like still pay for stuff for him, like in the way that is like
unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Like he's an only child. He like lived in New York for a while, was going to school in New York, graduated, just lived there. I don't know what his job was. He never really said. He said he'd like did like he would edit and stuff, like kind of commission work sort of stuff where he would pick up clients and like edit stuff for them. And then he moved to LA and he was writing, hoping like, he was going to write a TV show and whatever. I don't know if that ever, and then he went, it was like a bartender, but then also still doing his video editing gig. I don't know, but now he's living with them again. Like they retired and they moved and now he's moved in with them in North Carolina. Still, I don't know what he's doing, but it's just like, dude, you're 33, bud. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, that's where it's. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I don't want my kids to become dependent on me and the money. But still, I also don't want them to suffer and feel like they can't pay their bills, and you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I sometimes I just feel like, especially like right after Katie and I got married, and like, you know, she wasn't being as paid as much as she is now. Like, because Katie gets paid a good amount at the school that she's at now. One of the highest paying school districts in North Texas. But, like, you know, there's a while where it's like, fuck, how are we going to fucking pay for this? How the fuck are we going to pay for two kids? You know? Mm-hmm. And we never really got... You know, them paying off the student loans was like a, whew, okay, we don't have to worry about that anymore. That's nice. But... I don't know. You know, I want my kids to feel like how I felt for a while, where it was like, oh my God, I guess I'm not paying my car payment this month, or it's going to be 2 weeks late because I have to wait till my next paycheck. I don't want that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a deep dive into what we would do with all that money. And
I feel like we've done this one before, because I remember Kev talking about wanting to build like a recording studio for bands. Have we done this one recently? People are listening to this going like, yeah, y'all just did this like November.
Last week, assholes. Yeah.
No, if we did it, it was back on when it was Patreon only.
I think so.
So
let us know.
Time is a construct.
No one fucking remembers. Y'all never did this before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... until tomorrow, we're going to be doing What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.